Good evening and welcome to Animal Nation, the radio program that keeps track of animal rights. I'm Jackie Dove. Dogs and cats, they are trusted and beloved companions. They accompany us on our journeys through life. They often sleep at the foot of the bed. So it is disturbing to discover that not all cultures prize domestic animal companions as much as we do here in the U.S. In Asia, for instance, China, Korea, Vietnam, people slaughter dogs and cats for food. But do all Asians support this? Hardly. Korean activist Keenan Kum, who with her older sister Sunan Kum, formed International Aid for Korean Animals, and they are on a crusade to halt the eating of dogs and cats. And Keenan Kum is here in the studio to tell us about it. Keenan, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me over here to talk about Korean animals.
When did you form International Aid for Korean Animals?
1997.
And there's a sister organization in South Korea, is
yes.
that correct? And
yes.
what's that called?
Korea Animal Protection Society.
What is the difference between your group and, say, the International Fund for Animal Welfare?
We are rather grassroots organization, but rather small organization, but very active, directly working on. And my sister organization, Korea Animal Protection Society, is also small, but we are very active in Korea.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is that the difference between your group and these other groups is that you are Koreans.
Yes, that's right.
Because you are Korean, do you think that you have more influence with other Koreans or with other Asians in general?
I think because if American, you know, trying to speak out about this cat and dog issue in Korea, they kind of see it as a racial issue. But if I speak about these things in America, because I am Korean, came from Korea, so it's no longer that issue. We Koreans are speaking about for Korean animals.
Do you think that the West's condemnation of eating dogs and cats is cultural imperialism?
No. That's why my sister and I are really diligently talking about this, because dogs and cats are not livestock animals, even in Korea. So it's really important that this is not a tradition or cultural issue for us to talk about stop eating dogs and cats.
I know you've been living in the West a long time. Do you think that Westerners, Americans, are hypocritical, since we factory farm other species of animals in appalling conditions in order to eat them?
No, I don't think that way, because in Korea there are horrendous animal cruelty is going on, but we have to start someplace. But then, since livestock is legal to eat so far, but the dogs and cats are not legal to eat. That's our closest animal, and they are pet animal. And even in Korea, it's illegal. That's what we are speaking about. And
in Asia, who generally eats dogs and cats these days?
Like Philippines, Cambodia, Thailand a little bit, and China, of course. But per population, Korean, I think it's most.
But who in Korea eats dogs and cats? Is there a specific population, or is this sort of across the board?
Yes, like just even up to 20 years ago, it's strictly more or less men goes into the back alley, small restaurant, eating this dog meat for virility, like a sexual power increase. That's what it is. That's why it's so wrong. They claim this is a traditional or something. It is not. But 1980s, what the dog meat market butchers did was they excused as this is our tradition when Westerners protested. They made up their story. And absolutely, we don't believe, because I grew up, my sisters grew up in Korea, and it never has been. That is a tradition. So, and then they promoted as all health food. So, you know, they eat more, and even some women eat these days, and even students eat these days. But still, majority men are eating, more like middle-aged men, to help their sexuality.
What is the history of domestic animals in Korea? Are they traditionally viewed as companion animals, the way we view them, say, here in the United States?
Yes, in the part of, you know, still in Korea, there are many people, millions of people owns as a pet animal. So dog farmer, dog butchers are, you know, sometimes they don't have enough dogs raised in the farm, so they steal all pet dogs and then butcher them. So that is a really, really sorrowful for the owners, and it's a heartbreaking. That's what happened to our dogs.
Your dogs personally?
Yeah, when I was young, yes. They dog butchers poisoned my dog and took with them.
And so they would poison a dog and then sell that poisoned animal for
yes,
food?
Yes, poison. When it's a poison, it goes into, it stops heart. It does not affect the muscle part. So, and then when you cook them, it's no longer, it's affected.
Is dog and cat consumption, to your knowledge, any kind of ancient custom that most people would support anywhere in Asia?
I heard that Vietnam, that's the only thing what I heard was Vietnam, small section of the in Vietnam, some people in a certain season, certain holidays, they ate. That's the only thing I heard. But in Korea also, they said the summertime is, you know, they made it up this story or something. Summertime is good for, you know, rid of the sweat and something like that, making up their story. To me, it doesn't make any sense.
If it's not a traditional practice to eat dogs and cats as well, how did people get introduced to it in Korea, for example?
For example, particularly, especially about the cat, never, they, Korean people generally don't like cats because it's kind of myth, if that even a myth, cats are, you know, evil because at night the eyes are, you know, so bright or, you know, the reflective eye, or they are aggressive, they steal food or things like that. They mistreat them so badly. But the dog butcher's idea was to make money. In 1980s, for the first time in history, they think cooking cat is make a juice out of that with other herbal medicine to rid of rheumatism, arthritis. Sometimes they cook them in order to cure, they boil alive sometimes.
The cat?
Yes. And then sometimes they catch by trap, you know, feral cats. They have to use a trap, right, in order to catch, because they are very wild in a way. So what they do is they cannot, you know, use a hand and to put in the boiling water. So what they do is they put in a sack and then they smash them on the rock or god, you know, the concrete floor or something. That's how they kill. This is unheard of before 1980s, even in Korea. This is purely promoted by dog butchers to make money.
How many places in Korea, for instance, sell dog meat? Is this widely available now?
Yes, and it's underground in a way, but open underground. And they sell like big cities, particularly in some place in the big marketplace, they are selling dog meat.
How many animals would you estimate are involved in the meat trade in South Korea, where you're from?
Dog meat.
Yes,
yes,
dog meat.
Yeah. Now I estimate it's about more than 2.6 million dogs a year.
Are they being specifically bred as meat, or how are they obtained? That's a lot of dogs.
Yes, that's why they are trying to breed them, because they have to, you know, meet the supply, you know, and demand, right? So they farm these dogs, and their condition is horrible. There's just no way humanely they can raise them, and then that's not enough. That's why dog butchers go around, they round up the other pet animal dogs and cats and trap them and then butcher them, even the purebred dogs.
So just like folks steal dogs here,
yeah, right,
in America for the laboratories,
yeah,
and,
right,
and for the that,
oh, yes,
corrupt trade,
oh, yes,
that's what you're saying is going on,
yes,
in Korea now.
Yes, right.
Can you elaborate on the dogs? Now, you told us about how they kill cats, and I want to get into that a little bit more in a minute. But how are the dogs treated once they are captured?
Well, traditionally, what they do is, of course, dog restaurant, they have dogs restaurant, right? They usually hang the dog alive on the tree, and they beat the dogs until blood is coming through the skin and almost the hair is off. they believe that's a meat tenderizing or even increase more adrenaline hormone or something. That's how they do. Now it's
the adrenaline, you're saying?
Yes. So now it's illegal, but still goes underground. But open market, they don't do any longer. But still they are doing countryside, group of men. So this is a macho thing. Bring one dog with them, and then they hang the dog. It's like almost like a man's, this is a manly thing, a male chauvinist thing. And then they have a picnic. And then they hang the dog, they beat the dog, and then they burn their hair off and then cook them. That's how they do.
It sounds very much as if this is kind of a ritual torture.
Yes, right. But in the dog market, if they need a lot of supply needed, then they can't do that. They don't have time in the real, where the big market is. So sometimes they electrocute them, or sometimes use hammers, or just anything they can cook, do. If it's quickly, it's actually better than 1 hour beating. But
how do you know that this is happening, and this is a macho thing, this is something that's kind of done underground and in quiet and so forth? How did you get the information that this was going on?
I have been raised and grew up in Korea. And then, because of this, I went in 1990 to Korea, and I've been investigating ever since. Dog marts going around, and then gaining the all this, I take a lot of photos myself, and I have videotapes. I have a lot of proof that's going on, of course.
So it's your own documentary evidence.
Yes, and then some people, of course, our members sometimes send us some photographs too. But mostly it's me and my undercover. I have volunteer undercover go together. We take videotapes and photographs.
Do people know that you're observing them? Do they care?
Certain markets, they are a little more relaxed. I can use it directly. They complain. So they don't like it. But then biggest dog market in Korea called Moran Market in Seongnam City, like 30 kilometers south of the Seoul. It's so dangerous. You cannot. If I put the camera out, they threaten me to, come out with a knife. So you have to use a hidden, a secret spy camera.
I'd like to talk about the government of Korea.
Okay.
What is South Korea's official position on dog eating?
They just keep a neutral position, don't do anything. Absolutely don't do anything. That is why I came over here after I left. I was in Korea for 7 years to help my sister, and together we're trying to, somehow work out with the government to stop these things and establish the Korea Animal Protection Society. But Korean government official never helps these things. So I came here 1997, established international aid for Korean animals to do the international campaign to stop this. So I need a worldwide help for doing this.
Now, you mentioned cats earlier on, or we talked about cats earlier on. Cats don't have the same status as companion animals in Korea as dogs do. Is that correct?
Right. But only nowadays, we had a little slight hope is young children, very young children, they start loving cats. They see it now it's a little different. They don't go by myths of evil thing anymore. So part of the children really love these animals still, but then parents don't like it, so they cannot even keep the cats.
Did the government at one time deny that dog eating was taking place in the country?
Yes. And they said decreasing all these things in the opposite way of rebuilding, because it's increased, dog meat is never enough. So they eat more and more, because government completely ignores what's going on, this underground thing. So they eat more, but to foreign protest, foreigners, they cannot see what's going on in Korea. So always like embassies and these people also, there is eating a little bit on the side, but we don't have widespread, practice going on. It's diminishing now. It will be someday in stop eating dogs and cats, but we don't, it's going to take 1,000 years if we don't do anything about it.
Is there a specific law prohibiting the consumption of domestic animals in South Korea?
Yeah, it's a very technical in a way. In 1984, Korean Ministry of Health introduced new law saying that dog soup is a disgusting, it's an unhealthy food, so it should not eaten. And there is some kind of, because of the, all they made it, it's not for really, they want to stop it. Only wanted to stop it because, to show foreigners, because we are having Olympic.
So the international pressure caused the government to ban dog eating and to call it a disgusting food,
and
all the while knowing that people were still doing it.
Yeah, right. So only mainly when foreigners cannot see it, and as soon as the Olympic is over, they stop doing wide open again. See, if they stop, even at that moment, 1984, when they introduced the law and then start enforcing the law, then we don't have this wide practice problem right now. You see, because they ignored all that thing, that's why they, you know, still they do. And then also another 1989, international pressure, big pressure came because they don't stop it. So 1991, they introduced a new law called Korea Animal Protection Law. So dogs and cats are not livestock. They should be protected. The only way of killing is humane way. Only you have a good reason to kill, like, you know, sick and died or by a veterinarian, you know, by a euthanasia purpose.
Okay, so right now there is an anti-cruelty law in South Korea that they can only be killed by a qualified veterinarian and can only be put down humanely if they are sick or something like that.
That's what technically means, but government completely, see, that also made it 1991 just to cover up, and then they completely ignore. See, technically, they use several laws, like three laws, so dogs and cats are not considered livestock, so it shouldn't be slaughtered as like a food. So they can use that law, and then they can use 1984 law by Minister of Health, dog as, you know, this is disgusting food, it shouldn't be eaten. You know, because it creates a bad feeling, so it should not eat it. Banned dog soup at that time. So that's another law. And then 1991 animal protection law, it's also shouldn't eaten. So if they want, they can stop it, but they don't want.
I hear that the National Assembly in South Korea, in fact, tried to introduce a law that would specifically legalize dog eating.
Yes.
What's the status of that?
Oh, yeah. Someone named Kim Hong-shin, he's a representative. His name is Kim, his last name. And he introduced, he was lobbied by dog dealers. That's why, and then he said, in order to stop cruelty, we should include dog as livestock, real as legal. So it's a, you know, humanely slaughter, and then, so it becomes a real livestock, it's gonna eat 10 million, so it's above beef and pork meat, if it's become. But we did a worldwide campaign, and everybody protested. Anyway, at the end of that year, it was, no, it's rejected by Congress.
Okay, so basically what happened was they tried to get it legalized in order to circumvent all of the laws that now exist, and because of the international pressure, that law is now dead.
Yes, right. It never became a law. Yeah.
It never became a law. It was just a proposal.
Yeah, right.
What else should South Korea do to help stop the eating of dogs and cats there, and the making of dog stew, the making of cat soup, and things like that?
Well, nobody really doing except my sister and our members, and some, you know, internet members we have. So only way we just demonstrate and protest. But the thing, another problem is the media is not helping. See, the media is the most powerful thing. They should educate. Animals are important beings. All animals are important beings. So shouldn't treat it miserably or something like that. If media helps, also would help great deal. But all these years, they are the one created. This is a traditional food when the foreigners protested, or, you know, this is a national practice. So, you know, what happens is make all the young students make a nationalism out of it. So the more, you know, time goes by, the media is the responsible for cultural food or traditional food. So thus, you know, foreigner cannot interfere with this. It's a lot to do with it. So every time we're trying to stop, my sister, how many times we shouldn't eat dog meat? It's no good. You know, this is our companion animals. We shouldn't eat. They never help. Major newspapers and the television, they never help us to promote, you know, dogs and cats. Our companion animals should be protected.
So basically, the media bought in to the whole argument that the dog butchers were putting out there, that this was some kind of traditional practice, whereas as a native Korean, you know that it isn't.
Right.
But that newspapers, the media, the TV stations here don't seem to pay any attention to that now.
Yeah, right. Right.
Are you getting a lot of support within Korea, just the regular people there, on this issue?
Not a lot. If it's a lot, it could be make a powerful thing. But still, you know, see, the everything is in the bottom line right now. Because, of course, it's better than 10 years ago. Because before, we don't even have the organization. Or there isn't even no words in the book says what means of animal protection or animal welfare means. But now there is. But my sister is struggling to gather, you know, as many as a member as a possible, but still it's a very controversial issue in Korea. It's not many people. Still, it's like a primitive state, even people's spirit. So hopefully, we have a little hope with the younger generation, hopefully becomes more aware of this and help, you know, protect the animals in the future.
What is the attitude of law enforcement in South Korea on animal abuse, just generally?
It's most likely mostly abused, and I mean ignored.
And around the world, and particularly in the United States, what kind of support are you getting from people here?
Well, we are, you know, small organization, but I'm getting a lot of through internet. It's a great thing. I got a lot of internet support right now. So I have thousands of, you know, supporters. So they are also spreading around the, you know, world. And also, I'm getting attention from media too. So hopefully this year's goal is going into major media like, you know, ABC, NBC, whatever, and to spread all around, because many, many American people does not know. So hopefully they hear about us and they tell American government to ask South Korea, influence South Korea to stop this practice, horrible practice, you know, by like, you know, economic sanction or something like that.
Is your group also working to ban the consumption of dogs and cats in other Asian countries besides Korea?
No, not yet, because it's if we can stop Korea, Korea is the worst. Even as a consumption of dogs and cats, I've been in Vietnam, but compared to Vietnam, it's like rather innocent. They are more poor country, so it kind of it's difficult, you know what I mean? But in Korea, it's advanced, more like advanced toward advanced country. It's a much more developed country. It has a lot of money. So it went backward using the money. So money is the goal of this dog eating issue. So comparing that is different issue. If we cannot stop Korean dog eating things, they are like taking after Korea right now, like Thailand or Vietnam, because they're learning from Korean people. So hopefully, if we can stop Korea, I think it will influence other Southeast Asia countries too.
It looks like China in particular is actively trying to develop a dog meat trade. Did that come after Korea made it so popular, or was that something that the Chinese did just on their own?
I think in China it's slightly different. A little while ago, China still, I think, it's a really poverty-stricken country. In that case, I really cannot, what can I say? They will eat anything, even rats they will eat. You heard about it? They eat rat too. Just any animal. So it's in a different things, okay? So in Korea, the way they eat is different because they are wrong reason they are eating. China was eating because they are poor, there is no food available. Korea, there was all the food is available.
So you're saying it's strictly an economic matter?
Yes, it's a billion-dollar industry in Korea right now. That's why they can lobby, you know, congressmen. They got more money than us. You are a very poor organization, right? They got billion-dollar industry they are representing. So they can buy media, they can buy politicians.
Do you find that you're getting a lot of monetary support in the West and even amongst Koreans themselves on this issue, your animal protection organization in Korea?
Well, we do get some support from our members in Korea and also from West, like in America and England, Australia. I have all members, and we are not getting a lot, but now getting a little more and a little more, so I can be able to ship like two containers of animal supplies to animal sanctuary in Korea. My sister running over there. We have 300 rescued animals, and we are diligently promoting spay neuter practice.
Do you know whether the consumption of dogs or cats is taking place here in the United States?
Yes, kind of. We believe, you know, I heard a lot of rumors, but I still did not have any kind of proof. But someday, hopefully, I can find out.
Do you think that that's kind of an underground activity here?
I think so.
Is it legal to eat dogs and cats in America?
Well, in California, yes. 1989, I think, 1980, they introduced a new law because many Asian, not just the Korean, many Asian came here. They ate the dog, Vietnamese particularly, I think. So that's why they did introduce laws saying dogs and cats are pet animals, so it cannot cure and as a food.
Okay, so it is illegal
in California, but not other states.
Not other states.
But I don't know what other states probably have laws, but most of them, they don't have laws because they never had needed. Only law is when it becomes law because needed. So that's why California has.
I see. Okay, so what you're saying is that the issue just never arose,
right.
And so there was nothing to prohibit
yeah,
it,
right.
Except
England
here.
Is the most animal activist, most animal is protected. They don't have a law to stop eating dogs and cats because they never need it.
I'd like to talk about the World Cup soccer game. And what does that have to do with eating dogs and cats? Well, I understand that the 2002 World Cup soccer tournament is scheduled to take place in South Korea. So can you tell us a bit about your efforts to use that as a publicity?
Yes, and we're trying to ask people to boycott the World Cup 2002 and also ask sponsors. World Cup sponsors to cancel the sponsorship to this World Cup that way that shocking to Korean economy or World Cup happening, they will get the message that way. So I'm asking everybody to ask World Cup sponsors like Coca-Cola, Anheuser-Busch, or Fuji, or many other big companies are sponsoring this World Cup 2002, so please ask them to stop sponsoring World Cup 2002. So that way, Korean get the message, Korean government get message. So do something about this horrible, horrible, inhumane practice in Korea.
Right. We've got some huge companies sponsoring the World Cup. MasterCard,
yes.
Budweiser,
Coca-Cola,
and Hyundai,
yes.
I believe.
Yes.
So there's a lot of international corporate support
yes.
thrown behind this World Cup game.
Yes.
Now, I imagine that you have communicated with these big corporations. Have they responded to you?
Yes, Coca-Cola said, I met one representative the end of last year and says they think that World Cup soccer itself is not causing the cruelty. Something like a rodeo is directly, they are withdrawing sponsorship to rodeo thing because it is causing directly that itself, activity itself. But the World Cup activity itself does not cause directly, so they think it will be very difficult to cancel the sponsorship. But what they're going to do is the company will talk to Korean company about their Coca-Cola company. So they will talk to also Korean government, ask to stop to this practice.
Have any sponsors pulled out of their support for the World Cup as a response to your campaign?
Not yet. Not yet.
But you're hoping that they
yes,
will.
Yes.
What can our listeners do to help your organization stop the consumption of dogs and cats in Korea and around the world generally?
Yes, I hope everybody listen to this radio. Please write to Korean government. To stop eating dogs and cats, Korean president, and then also American president, American government, any politician you know, write to them. This is practice is very wrong, and don't and please influence Korean government and do something to stop these things. That's my goal is.
And how can people contact your organization so that they can get this information?
Okay. Our website is www.koreananimals.org. And also, my phone number is 510-271-6795. Also, my address is P.O. Box 20600, Oakland, California, 94620. Please write to us.
Well, thanks very much. Keenan Coom, co-founder of International Aid for Korean Animals. Thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you very much.
You're tuned to Animal Nation. If you'd like to contact Animal Nation, please do so by email at animalnation@yahoo.com. I'm Jackie Dove. Thanks for listening.